Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Ram Goldar and Dir Maseches Gittin Daf Chav Test, the third parak Kol Haget. The Zichu Maseches Gittin program has been generously sponsored by Zeicha Nishmas Chaya Hadas Basender. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Hamevi Get Be'eretz Yisrael V'chala, one who was bringing a get inside Eretz Yisrael, which does not require saying B'fani Nechtav, and took ill. Harzim Mishalchu B'yad Acher, he may send it with another. This is only true if the shlich took ill and could not complete the shlichus. This mission contradicts another which teaches that if someone instructed people to give his wife a get, they must write and give it themselves. Abaye answers that the reason for that mission is bizayon habal, embarrassment to the husband who wants his inability to write the get to remain private and therefore insists only these people write the get. In our mission, which discusses delivering a written get, the husband doesn't care who delivers it. Rava answers, Mishum Demile Ninu. In the later mission, the Shliach cannot appoint another because his instructions are mere words. Umile Umitzvim Shliach, and intangible words cannot be transferred to a Shliach to pass on to another. Our mission discusses delivering a written get, and such concrete Shlichas can be passed along. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Hamevi get Medina Sayyam v'chala, one who brings a get in Medina Sayyam, requiring Befani Nechtav, and took ill. Osa Shlich Bebasin Mishalcho. He appoints a second Shlich in Basin and sends him. V'omlifnem Befani Nechtav Ubefani Nechtav. And the first says before Basin, Befani Nechtav Ubefani Nechtav. The second Shlich can deliver the get without saying Befani Nechtav and merely says he's a Shlich of Basin. The Gemara adds that this second shliach may appoint a third shliach, but must do so before Basin. Rava said that a shliach inside Eretz Yisrael may appoint a series of shluchim, even outside of Basin. Ravashi said, Imeis Rishon Batukuan. If the first shliach dies, all the rest are void because they're all shluchim of the first. Marbar Ravashi said his father was mistaken. Imeis Baal Mide Meshashe Esbahu. If the husband dies, is there any substance to the shluchim's appointment? Certainly not. Rather, all are shluchim of the husband, and as long as he is alive, their shlichas is still in force, even if the first shliach dies. And point number three, the Gemara relates the following incident. A shliach for a get told the husband he would not recognize the wife to deliver the get to her, so the husband told him to give it to Abba Bar Manumi to deliver it. He couldn't find Abba, and a Marayim instructed him to give the get to them, and they would give it to Abba when he comes. Rav Safra objected, but he's a shliach who was not given the authority to effect divorce. Since he was told to hand the get to another, not to deliver it, he cannot effect divorce, so he cannot appoint a shliach. Some said Rav Safra's argument was correct, but some said that Rav Safra was mistaken since the husband had originally instructed him to deliver it himself, so he could appoint another shliach. In another incident, a shliach was instructed not to deliver the get for 30 days. In the interim, he became unable to deliver it after the 30 days had passed, and Rava told him he could appoint another shliach. The rabbis asked Rava that he was a shliach, shonitin legerishin, since he could not effect divorce during that period. He answered, Kevin de Lubasa Tlasin Yomi Matsim Magar, since after 30 days he can effect divorce, Kashulich Shinitin Lagarishanhu. He is considered even during the interim like a shliach, given the authority to divorce. So once again, the three points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Hamevi get be'eretz Yisrael v'chala, one who is bringing a get inside Eretz Yisrael, which does not require saying b'fani nechtav, and took ill, harizim mishalcho b'yad acher, he may send it with another. This is only true if the shlich took ill and could not complete the shlichus. This Mishnah contradicts another which teaches that if someone instructed people to give his wife a get, they must write and give it themselves. Abaye answers that the reason for that Mishnah is bizayon habal, embarrassment to the husband who wants his inability to write the get to remain private and therefore insists only these people write the get. In our mission, which discusses delivering a written get, the husband doesn't care who delivers it. Rava answers, Mishum Demile Ninu. In the later mission, the Shliach cannot appoint another because his instructions are mere words. Umile Umitzvim Shliach, and intangible words cannot be transferred to a Shliach to pass on to another. Our mission discusses delivering a written get, and such concrete Shlichas can be passed along. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Hamevi get Medina Sayyam v'chala, one who brings a get in Medina Sayyam, requiring Befani Nechtav, and took ill. Osa Shlich Bebasin Mishalcho. He appoints a second Shlich in Basin and sends him. V'omlifnem Befani Nechtav Ubefani Nechtav. And the first says before Basin, Befani Nechtav Ubefani Nechtav. The second Shlich can deliver the get without saying Befani Nechtav and merely says he's a Shlich of Basin. The Gemara adds that this second shliach may appoint a third shliach, but must do so before Basin. Rava said that a shliach inside Eretz Yisrael may appoint a series of shluchim, even outside of Basin. Ravashi said, Imeis Rishon Batukuan. If the first shliach dies, all the rest are void because they're all shluchim of the first. Marbar Rav Ashi said his father was mistaken. Yivum meis baal mide meshashe eis bahu. If the husband dies, is there any substance to the shulchim's appointment? Certainly not. Rather, all are shulchim of the husband, and as long as he is alive, their shlichus is still in force, even if the first shlich dies. And pointing with you, the Gemara relates the following incident. A shliach for a get told the husband he would not recognize the wife to deliver the get to her, so the husband told him to give it to Abba Bar Manumi to deliver it. He couldn't find Abba, and a Marayim instructed him to give the get to them, and they would give it to Abba when he comes. Rav Safra objected, but he's a shliach who was not given the authority to effect divorce. Since he was told to hand the get to another, not to deliver it, he cannot effect divorce, so he cannot appoint a shliach. Some said Rav Safra's argument was correct, but some said that Rav Safra was mistaken since the husband had originally instructed him to deliver it himself, so he could appoint another shliach. In another incident, a shliach was instructed not to deliver the get for 30 days. In the interim, he became unable to deliver it after the 30 days had passed, and Rava told him he could appoint another shliach. The rabbis asked Rava that he was a shliach, shonitin legerishin, since he could not effect divorce during that period. He answered, given the lubasa tlasin yomi matzi megarish, since after 30 days he can effect divorce, kashliach shonitin legerishin hu, he is considered even during the interim like a shliach, given the authority to divorce. All right, so now we go to a siman daf chaf tes, and our standard siman is a kot. A kot. So here goes. The sick shliach bringing a get in Eretz Yisrael, lying on a green cot and giving a shlichus to another, got a distressing call that a colleague of his, delivering a get in Medinas Yam, also took sick and passed away on a green cot after successive shluchim had been appointed, whom had not been given the authority to effect divorce, but merely to hand the get to a rabbi to deliver. Once again, it's a motion. This sick shliach bringing a get in Eretz Yisrael lying on a green cot. Cot? That must be more enough. Chavtes. The sick shliach bringing a get in Eretz Yisrael lying on a green cot and giving a shlichus to another, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Hamevi get be'Eretz Yisrael v'chol, one who is bringing a get inside Eretz Yisrael, which does not require saying b'fanin echtav, and took ill, ha'izim mishalchu b'yad acher, he may send it with another. This is only true if the shliach took ill and cannot complete the shlichus. So the sick shliach bringing a get in Eretz Yisrael lying on a green cot and giving his shlichus to another got a distressing call that a colleague of his delivering a get in Medinas Yam also took sick and passed away on a green cot after successive shluchim had been appointed, which reminds us, Rabban said that a shliach inside Eretz Yisrael may appoint a series of shluchim even outside a basin. Rav Ashi said, im meis rishon batul kulan. If the first shliach dies, all the rest are voided because they're all shulchim of the first. Marbar Rav Ashi said his father was mistaken. If the husband dies, is there any substance to the shulchim's appointment? Certainly not. Rather, all are shulchim of the husband, and as long as he is alive, their shlichus is still in force, even if the first shliach dies. So, the sick shliach bringing a get in Eretz Yisrael lying on a green cot and giving a shlichus to another got a distressing call that a colleague of his delivering a get in Medinas Yam also took sick and passed away on a green cot after successive shluchim had been appointed, whom had not been given the authority to effect divorce, but merely to hand the get to a rabbi to deliver. Which reminds, the Gemara relates the following incident. A shliach for a get told the husband he would not recognize the wife to deliver the get to her, so the husband told him to give it to Abba Bar Manumi to deliver it. He could not find Abba, and Amoraim instructed him to give the get to them, and they would give it to Abba when he comes. Rav Safra objected, but he's a shliach who was not given the authority to effect divorce. Since he was told to hand the get to another, not to deliver it, he cannot effect divorce, and so he cannot appoint a shliach. So once again, the sick shliach bringing a get in Eretz Yisrael lying on a green cot and giving a shlichus to another got a distressing call that a colleague of his delivering a get in Medinas Yam also took sick and passed away on a green cot after successive shluchim had been appointed, whom had not been given the authority to effect divorce, but merely to hand the get to a rabbi to deliver. All right, so now it's time for four Balabat Chazar. Daf Chaf Hei. So the Simur Daf Chaf Hei is a silver wedding anniversary. So here goes. The guests at the green-themed silver anniversary party. Silver anniversary? That must be more on Daf Chaf Hei. The guests at the green-themed silver anniversary party for a man and his two wives were so horrified when they saw the husband hired a sofer to write a get for the wife that left the party first, which reminds us, Rav Hoshaya asked Rav Yehuda, if one said to a sofer, write a get for whichever wife exits the doorway first, What is the halacha? Can breira be applied to retroactively consider the get ridden for the one who later exited the doorway? He resolved it from our mission, which taught that if a sofer was asked to write a get for the wife which he'll later choose, it's invalid, proving we do not rely on breira. So the guests at the green-themed silver anniversary party for a man and his two wives were so horrified when they saw the husband hired a sofer to write a get for the wife that left the party first that they screamed at him that breira doesn't work, whether one is told b'das atzmo or told b'das acherim, which reminds us, Rava said that anyone who relies on breira does so in both cases of told b'das atzmo but told b'das acherim. Anyone who does not in either case. So the guests at the green-themed silver anniversary party for a man and his two wives were so horrified when they saw the husband hired a sofer to write a get for the wife that left the party first, that they screamed at him that breira doesn't work, whether one is told b'das atzmo or told b'das acherim, and refused to drink from the kusi tevel wine upon which he declared the Truman and Meiser, who later separated, are designated now. Which reminds us, Rabbi Sharshi attempted to prove that two Tanaim do make the distinction between told b'das atzmo and told b'das acherim. He first established Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon both do not rely on breira in a case of told b'das atzmo from a brais where one wishes to drink from kusi wine which is tevel and declares that the Truman and Meiser who later separated are designated now. Both Tanaim do not allow him to drink based on this method, apparently because they do not rely on breira in such a case. Rava rejects this proof because their position by Truma of wine is not because of breira, but out of concern that the wineskin might break open and the wine will spill out before separating the Truma and Meiser. This will result in his having drunk Tevel retroactively. Daf Chavav. So the Siman Daf Chavav is a military coup, and we often use soldiers in the Siman. So here goes. The soldier in green fatigues, soldier in green fatigues, that must be on Daf Chavav. Military coup. The soldier in green fatigue standing guard over a sofa writing the tovas of a get to make sure the toref was left blank, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Hakosiv Tosfei Gidden, one who writes Tosim of Gidden in advance, Tzarech Sheyaniach Makam Ha'ish, Makam Ha'isha, Makam Ha'zman. He must leave blank the space for the man's name, the woman's name, and the date, called the toref. The parallel spaces of a loan or sale document must be similarly left blank. It concludes, Mifnei HaTakana, this rule is for the purpose of an improvement of a potential problem. Three pshatim of what this takana is are given. So the soldier in green fatigue standing guard over a sofa writing the tofas of a get to make sure the toref was left blank caught him trying to incorrectly predate an Arusa's get, which reminds Gemara teaches that predated get is invalid for an Arusa, b'nei tekanas havlad, for the benefit of the child. It's a gezeira because people might say her get preceded her child. That is, if the day precedes their nisuin and the conception of her child, people will mistakenly think she was actually divorced on that earlier date and the child was conceived out of wedlock. So, the soldier in green fatigue standing guard over a sofa writing the tofas of a get to make sure the toref was left blank caught him trying to incorrectly predate an Arusa's get. Just as a military judge entered and forbade the sofa from writing even the tofas of a get in advance, but allowed him to do so for other documents, which reminds us, Rav said the halacha follows Rabbi Elazar of the Mishnah who disallows writing the tovas of a get in advance. And the Gemara infers that Rav means to rule entirely like Rabbi Elazar, including a saying that one may write the tovas of all other documents, which do not require lishma. Daf Chav Zayin. So the Siman Daf Chav Zayin is a kazoo. So here goes. The caravan with a traveling band of green kazoo players, kazoo, that must be on Daf Chav Zayin. The caravan with the traveling band of green kazoo players who found a lost get on the side of the road, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, maybe get ba'avet ha'menev, one who was bringing a get and lost it. If he found it immediately, it's valid, but if not, it's invalid. Out of concern, it was written for another man and woman of the same names. The Gemara asks that this contradicts another Mishnah, which implies that a get could be used by the husband even if it was recovered after a long time. Rabbi answered, Kamba Makmusha Shiyos Mitsuyos, our Mishnahs where caravans are common, increasing the possibility that it fell from someone else, whereas the other Mishnahs where caravans are uncommon, therefore we're not concerned the get was someone else's even after a long time. So the caravan with a traveling band of green kazoo players who found a lost get on the side of the road and noticed it had a siman muvhak of a hole next to a particular letter, which reminds us, Rav Ashi offers a third explanation for the contradiction. The Mishnah which allows using a found get indefinitely is where he says there's a hole next to a particular letter in the get, the Havali siman muvhak, because it's a uniquely identifying mark and may be relied on even with regard to Gittin. The Gemara clarifies that Rav Ashi would only be willing to rely on a truly distinctive mark, such as identifying the spot of the hole, but if he merely says it has a hole somewhere, it's insufficient basis to return a get. So the caravan with the traveling band of green kazoo players who found a lost get on the side of the road and noticed it had a siman muvhak of a hole next to a particular letter played their kazoos joyfully when the shliach who lost it immediately found it before they passed by and had a chance to set up camp, which reminds us, a braisa teaches, Ezu Shalola Alter, what interval is not considered immediate? The Gemara cites six opinions, the first being Rabbi Nassim, who says, enough time for a caravan to have passed and set up camp, since it may have fallen from a traveler. Dav Chav Ches, so the Zimmer Dav Chav Ches is a strong man. So here goes. The 100-year-old strongman, that must be on Dav Chav Ches, Kalach. The 100-year-old strongman who ate his daily serving of green spinach while his shaliach gave a get to his wife on the assumption that he was still alive, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Hamevi get v'henichu zaken ochol. If one brings a get and left the husband old or ill, he may give it to the wife with the assumption he's still alive. Rava says this does not apply to someone who reached the advanced age of 80 or is deathly ill. Abai challenged him from a brice which teaches that a get may be given even if the husband is 100 years old. The Gemara first says this refutes Rava. Alternatively, it answers, Kaven the iflig, since he is shown himself to be different from others and having reached such an old age, he has shown himself different, and it can continue to be assumed he is alive. So the 100-year-old strongman who ate his daily serving of green spinach while shaliach gave a get to his wife on the assumption that he was still alive, decided to send another shaliach with a get to his other wife to be effective 1 hour before his death, which would require to stop eating terumah immediately, which reminds us, Abaye asks that our Mishnah's ruling is contradicted from a braisa, which states that if a Kohen said to his wife, here's your get to take effect 1 hour before I die, she's immediately prohibited from eating terumah on her husband's account because we suspect this hour may be his last. This contradicts our Mishnah, which taught we can continue to assume the husband is alive, both regarding gittin and eating truma. Abai answers that the views in the braisa and our Mishnah reflect a machlokes tanaim if we're concerned about the possibility of death. Rava gives a different explanation. So the 100-year-old strongman who ate his daily serving of green spinach while his shliach gave a get to his wife on the assumption that he was still alive, decided to send another shliach with a get to his other wife to be effective 1 hour before his death, which would require to stop eating truma immediately, and gave him some bribe money to save a friend from a non-Jewish executioner, which reminds us, in the next Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar Mepartis said three rulings. The third one, regarding one going out to be tried for execution, Shehem Becheskes Kayamin, they're presumed to be alive. If one was sentenced to death and goes out to execution, then Nosin Elam Chumri Chaim V'Chumri Mason, we apply to them the stringencies of being alive and the stringencies of being dead. Rav Yosef qualifies the second ruling of the Mishnah only regarding a Jewish court, which seeks acquittal even after sentencing, do suspect he was never executed, but regarding a non-Jewish court, we can assume he was killed. Although they accept bribes, they do not after the verdict is signed. In another version, Rav Yosef said our Mishnah only applies to non-Jewish courts because they do accept bribes. Regarding a Jewish court, however, we can assume that he was killed because acquittal is remote. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff you learn whether a get that was lost and then found could be used is dependent whether it was in a place where caravans are common. That's on Duff. Chavzayin. Good number 2. Which stuff do we discuss? What happens to the successive shluchim of a get if the first shliach dies? That's on Duff. Chavtes. Good number 3. Which stuff do we learn? Rabbi Elazar in the Mishnah does not permit even writing the toface of a get in advance. That's on Duff. Chavav. Good number 4. Which stuff do you discuss the case of giving a get to be effective 1 hour before the husband's death and truma becomes forbidden immediately? That's on Duff. Chavches. Good number 5. Which stuff do we discuss a shliach for a get in Eretz Yisrael becoming sick and appointing a second shliach? That's on Duff. Chavtes. Good number 6. Which stuff do we have a makos regarding what is considered not immediate in finding a get? And Rabbi Nassim says it's enough time for a caravan to pass and set up camp. That's on Duff. Chavzayin. Good number 7. Which stuff do we learn a cher shot of a katan can write a get provided that there's a competent adult instructing them? That's on Duff. Chav Gimel. Good number 8. Which stuff do we discuss a case where the shliach told the husband he'll not recognize the wife and therefore was given instructions to hand the get to a rabbi to deliver? That's on Duff. Chav Tes. Good number 9. Which stuff do we learn a predated get for an arusa is invalid mifnei tekanas havlad? That's on Duff. Chavav. Good number 10. Which stuff do we discuss giving a get where the assumption that the elderly husband is still alive? That's on Duff. Chavches. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.